USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
That audio there courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio.
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
That audio there courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The nation's unemployment lines got a little shorter last week. With more from Washington, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says 221,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's 13,000 fewer than the previous week. Most experts were expecting the number to come in at about 224,000 or about 3,000 more than it did. The biggest increases in claims were in Pennsylvania, California, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Comedian Jim Carrey took to social media earlier this week to bash President Trump and the NFL over the latest controversy surrounding the league and the national anthem. Meanwhile, former baseball player Johnny Damon is no fan of the protests. He explains why.
My dad served the country, and I feel like that was the wrong message. And hopefully, you know, we can all come together and figure this out. You're making a lot of money in America. I believe you should stand for the flag. I think you should represent the flag.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with the top North Korean official earlier today. The secretary then addressed the media and talks about the progress that was made.
Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste. In my conversations with Chairman Kim Jong-un of Pyongyang and today with Vice Chairman Kim Young-chol, I have been very clear that President Trump and the United States' objective is very consistent and well known. The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization.